The last few days have been full of long hours in our 1,800 square feet facility, organizing, shelving, building tables, and recycling boxes. And it dawned on me, the journey from the East Coast to the iconic Eastern Market and how we're creating our American dream in Detroit. Take a listen. Hey, it's W.E. DeCruz, the digital diplomat, award-winning tech and food founder, international consultant specializing in digitalization in the U.S. and in Africa. At all my digital diplomat podcasts, I speak about the intersection between digital, diplomacy, and development so that you can impact locally and build globally. I help you navigate people, policies, and processes. But a huge part of my podcast is to also deal with the spirit. You see, what I've learned on my personal journey is that humility always precedes honor. And while the vision is clear, the journey is blurry. And so my goal is to also share principles that you can practice daily to help you on your pathway to purpose and prosperity. Here's a little part of my journey so that you can also slay your demons, extinguish your fires, and wipe your tears, because I know that you've got to fight past the pain each and every day to show up on purpose. Take a listen. You know, this past January 2024, marked 4 years since Dominique shared this life-transforming message with me. He said to me one day, "Babe, I heard God say we should extend the Daniel's fast, which is simply removing meat and sugars from our diet." We were just completing our 21-day fast in January 2020 with our entire family when he uttered those words to me in private. Initially, I was taken aback. I could hear myself thinking in my head, "Dude, all these years we've been together, you've missed some of God's words. Now you want to be accurate? How convenient, just when I'm ready to eat some fish." Now, that was in my head. But can you blame me? Like, in real life, my response was so much more diplomatic. I looked at him and said, "Are you sure, babe? I mean, is this instruction for all of us or is it just for you? Because your girl ain't hear that word." Hoping he would say the latter, right? He instead gave me this look. I was like, man, this man is serious. And I gave it to him back, but I wasn't trying to fight. He was super adamant about this word. So we continued the fast indefinitely. 4 years later, I am totally plant-based. I swear I've been bamboozled, but this is how it started. So a week after we continued the fast, I took a trip to Uganda and Malawi with my business partner, Naomi Jordan Cook. Naomi and I run the Virtual Global Consulting Group, or the VGC Group. It's a global IT company that focuses on creating digital platforms and solutions to help people increase value in the marketplace, in their businesses, in their organizations, and so on. And so Naomi and I were taking a trip to train entrepreneurs to leverage digital technologies to build their businesses on a grant we were awarded through the Alliance for African Partnerships at Michigan State University. When I was in Malawi, I was super challenged about what to eat. Right? Like, I was done eating smoothies. I was done eating salad. I wanted something different and refreshing. I remember checking into our hotel room and leaving Naomi upstairs and coming downstairs to check out the menu. When I was looking at the menu, I stumbled upon a food item that said chickpea meatball. And I thought to myself, chickpea meatballs? Like, what is that? I was so taken aback by it. But I was so hungry and I really wanted something that I could eat. And it actually came with a side of white rice. So I was game. I had never heard about meatballs being made of chickpeas before, let alone eating one. So I ordered it room service. And when I tell you, Gore tore that up, I tore that meal up. I was like, what is this? It was so flavorful. It was wholesome. My stomach didn't hurt. And I was still keeping up with my part of the Daniel's fast, my promise to remain on this fast even while traveling. So the following day, Naomi was eating a burger, right? Homegirl was enjoying her nice little burger and fries. And she's like, "W.E., this is so good. Like, I wish you could try this. Like, the broche bun is really good." I said, "Okay, maybe I'll ask the chef to turn that chickpea meatball he made me last night into a burger patty." So you know, I am the queen of unreasonable requests. I went downstairs to request to speak to the chef. I remember he came out to me. We built a relationship after those few days. So he came out to me and I said, "Yo, chef, can you turn that chickpea meatball into a patty? Like, literally use the same ingredients, the same thing you did. I just need the shape to be different. I need you to put it into a broche bun, caramelize some onions for me and some peppers so I can eat it." And he did. He was so generous. He honored my request. Talk about tearing up the chickpea meatball. Yo, I devoured that chickpea burger patty. It was so delicious and wholesome. Oh my gosh. Like Malawi, I had a time in Malawi, okay? Because of the food. I mean, I love the people. I love the work we're doing. But the food was the icing on the cake. I was super, super eager to share all this information with Dom. I could not get back to the U.S. fast enough. When I got back, I was telling Dom about the chickpeas that I've been eating in Malawi and that I wanted to recreate it at home. Now, my name is never associated with food. Like, of all my five sisters, I was always the cleaner. I was not the one to get invited into the kitchen to come help cook. I was the girl that came and reset the kitchen after everyone had eaten the meal, right? I was a cleaner. I was not a cooker. And so the fact that I was just eager to be in the kitchen to cook this chickpea burger patty was definitely a miracle. It was a food miracle within itself. But I was so inspired by it, especially being on this Daniel's fast and wanting to just provide different options in our household. So you would think I would have chickpeas readily available, right? No, I did not. But I had mushrooms and I didn't even eat mushrooms at that time. So these mushrooms, I swear, an angel either put it in my fridge or Dom must have been eating mushrooms in my absence when I was traveling. I don't know. But either way, I was bamboozled and that's my story. So I didn't have chickpeas. I decided to use the mushrooms and I went ahead and minced them up. I minced up like a bunch of seasonings. And at that time, I think I was even using like breadcrumbs. We've since taken breadcrumbs out of our recipe because we're gluten free. But I think I was using like breadcrumbs and just like a whole bunch of stuff. And I made this patty for Dom and I gave it to him. And I felt like his reaction was so dramatic. He was like, babe, this is so good. Like, I mean, he kept telling me how good it was. And I'm looking at him like, bruh, we've been married. At that time, it was like maybe 7-8 years. I'm like, you don't even got to be all that dramatic. Like, this is a forever thing. Whether you like my cooking or not, boy, you ain't going anywhere, okay? He was like, why are you so... He was like, just stop playing with me. I'm being so serious. I'm like, wow, you really like it. He was like, this is really good. Now, when I made that burger patty, I had also made meatballs as well for pasta. Like, I was just so inspired to cook. I don't know what happened to me in Malawi, but transformation took place. And so I had made the burger patty and I had made like these mushroom meatballs. And I still have the pictures in my phone. Like I literally have the pictures from that day. I'm really big on documenting just life in general. So I always have pictures that showcase like what happened in that moment. And so he loved it so much. And he went ahead and made another, now that I think about it, another life transforming statement. He said, babe, let's take this to market. I'm like, take this to market? I'm looking at him with my usual look of confusion, like, what? Like, bro, what are you saying? He was like, no, we should take this to market. Oh my gosh. I swear, a man with vision is a man with provision. I'm gonna have to record a whole other podcast about that. But Dom is such a man with vision. Oftentimes his kind of quiet demeanor, I think, keeps him unassuming. And people have a limited perception about his power, but Dom is so freaking powerful. I swear, the man is a hinge to my door. Every opportunity that I have walked in and I've created is because Dom has been a hinge. I always say often that he is the best quarterback in the game. He just knows how to pass the ball. And so he said, let's take it to market. Had it not been for Dom uttering those words, I'd be eating those mushroom burgers by my lonesome in my house with my family. I had no intention of taking this inspirational recipe that we created into the market and creating a life where we now feel responsible for people experiencing food miracles in their families, in their communities, and in their nations. And so when I think about all of this 4 years later, we've gone from that moment to producing samples in our home kitchen, to producing products to sell, from a shared kitchen space to moving into our dedicated facility in Eastern Market, serving more than 100 locations across the Midwest, 6 states in the Midwest, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Wisconsin, and Ohio. But how do we get here? I ask myself that question often as I reflect on our journey. How did we get here? Well, here's how. So 4 years before this past 4 years, so 8 years in total, Dom whispered another life-transforming revelation to me in private. Yes, there's a pattern here, right? Dom and his whispers, his Dawn whispers. We've been together 15 years, okay? It's been a journey, but Dom and his whispers, y'all gonna see this man and his whispers, but he be so accurate. He said to me, babe, I heard God say to move to Detroit. And my response, that time we had only been, it would have been like maybe 2 years married. So we were fresh off the marriage. I said, you heard what now? Oh boy, here you go with you and your hearing. You see, Dom had been mentioning the idea of Detroit since he took a trip with a friend from college weeks after our marriage. He'd never mentioned it before that trip, like this idea of moving to Detroit. That's why it was such a curveball to me when he began speaking so adamantly and so frequently about this idea of moving to Detroit. Now, his friends spent a few days sharing the history and projected future of the city. Dom was so locked in. I remember being in Ghana with Dominique. I was there completing an internship for my master's program. And this was like a few days after we had gotten married. Dom joined me on the trip, but he left 2 weeks earlier than me back to Jersey. And it was in those 2 weeks that he took the trip to Detroit, where the seed to move was planted in his spirit. He would mention Detroit randomly during the first few years of marriage. And my response would be so undiplomatic, y'all. For me to be called a digital diplomat, I can be undiplomatic sometimes. Said to Dom. I said, I know you do not bamboozle me. I know you do not marry me to move me away from my entire family in the opposite direction of Africa. Like, this can't be real, right? Every time he would bring up Detroit, I questioned my entire marriage. Like, I'm being so honest. Like, I'm not even being dramatic. You could ask my older sister, Adwa. I would call her often. I thought we were headed for divorce by year two. Like, I would call my sister crying profusely. Like, where did this come from? This whole idea of Detroit, leaving the East Coast, going to the Midwest, which is so much further from Africa. I don't even understand how this makes sense. Like, make this make sense to me. And his response, quietly and in his beautiful demeanor, he would say, babe, Detroit is the blackest city in America. You can feel Africa in Detroit. They are one. I didn't know much about Detroit at the time, in all honesty. I had never been there until the day we drove to the city during our first trip together for Dom to begin his role at Rapid Finance downtown. That was the first time we drove to Detroit. We left our child. At the time, we only had Autumn Eve, right? She was about a year and change. We left Autumn Eve with my mother, and we set out for that 10-hour drive by faith to reaffirm God's word to Detroit. And what gave us the peace when we were driving to Detroit was because of a prophetic word that came through a revival during that evening we were getting ready to leave. That's a whole nother podcast, because that'll take some time for me to explain. But by God's grace, the Nissan truck that we were driving with broken windshield wipers, we made it safely to the city. But as we made it to the city, it began to downpour. It was like a very gloomy day outside. Our emotions were high, but there was this weird light within us that was waiting to beam outward, irrespective of the weather outside. There were just so many unknowns, right? Like, there was peace in the middle of the chaos navigating this new home, but there were so many unknowns. I remember driving down Jefferson in Detroit for the first time, seeing Canada just beyond the Detroit River on our left. And we pulled into the first main restaurant we found, Townhouse, that was on our right. And when we sat down at the table and we ordered and we began to eat. As I reflect on our personal and our professional journey, especially as entrepreneurs in the city now, I realize now in hindsight, the symbolic significance of our first night in Detroit at that restaurant. You see, Detroit offers a buffet of opportunities. Your only job is to get to the table, whether that's by plane or train, bike or hike. Listen, I don't care how you do it. Your job is to get to the table by all means necessary. Because when you do, you can partake in the bread of opportunities and eat for life. As a result of eating, you too can feed others. When we arrived, we didn't know the assignment for our lives was to launch the Mushroom Angel Company and produce whole foods made from mushrooms to spread the good gospel of mushrooms from the city of Detroit. Our young family was challenged for years by unemployment despite our academic accolades and work experiences. But due to Detroit's thriving business ecosystem, we've been able to transform our lives from unemployed to employers and have begun to create our version of the American dream in Detroit for our lives and those connected to our mission and vision. So it's a gentle reminder for you who's listening. And sometimes you have to be willing to go through the wilderness to get to your promised land. You know, this year, we're committed to telling more people about what's happening in the heart of Detroit's food ecosystem in Eastern Market with the Mushroom Angel. We're continuing to scale with our partners and expand greatly in the food service. And we invite you to join us on this journey from the East Coast to the iconic Eastern Market. It has been far from easy. The vision is always clear, but the journey is always blurry. And I hope that in sharing on my podcast, the Digital Diplomat Podcast, my journey at the intersection of digital diplomacy and development as an entrepreneur, as a two-time founder, tech and food founder, that it'll make the journey just a little bit more worthwhile for you. Because humility always precedes honor. And this is your due season for honor. Thanks for listening. Catch you in the next podcast. If you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share a link to a family or friend, and leave a positive review. Also, check me out at thedigitaldiplomat.com for free resources and courses on helping people like you impact locally and build globally. And last but not least, check us out at the Mushroom Angel Company. Find out what we're doing to help solve the fight between whole foods and processed foods with mushrooms. See you in the next episode.